Leaving the European Union is a great liberation for the United Kingdom, as worthy for celebration as victory at Waterloo or the Glorious Revolution. It was a brave decision by an electorate that could not be cowed by prophecies of doom by those who ought to have known better. It fits the democratic spirit of the British and was a vote for freedom. It was bold of the electorate to ignore the experts, for the range of forces brought against the Leave campaign included the President of the United States and a variety of international bodies, especially the IMF and the OECD. People do not normally want to take an economic risk, and although the claims were spurious and have not transpired, even though they were meant to happen immediately after the vote, they were delivered by authoritative sources. Yet it chimed gloriously with Kipling's idea of the Saxon and the Norman. The Saxon is not like us Normans, his manners are not so polite. But he never means anything serious till he talks about justice and right. When he stands like an ox in the furrow, with his sullen set eyes on your own, and grumbles, "This isn't fair dealing, my son, leave the Saxon alone."